Welcome to the Christian Wealth Podcast, where people come to learn what the Bible says about money, wealth, and business. Be inspired by some of the greatest Christian thinkers and commentators from around the planet. Enjoy this episode with your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to another edition of Finance Matters. Today we wrap up a series we've been running over the last few weeks on generosity. Joining us once again, Alex Cook from Wealth with Purpose. Welcome back, Alex.
Thanks, mate. Great to be here.
Hey, I want to say thank you so much for your time over the last few weeks, because it's been great just to get some insight when it comes to generosity. And I know some people have had, you know, a bit of a mind shift when it comes to their thinking around generosity. And I thought today, what we've spoken about over the last few weeks, maybe we should just talk about some safeguards when it comes to our giving. Are there things that we should be mindful of?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think there's dangers in giving, in the sense that we can often do things either impulsively and give to organisations where we haven't really thought through what they're really about, what their goals are, and whether they're going to be good stewards with what you're giving. So I think you want to really do your homework on whom you're giving to. And of course, I encourage people not to borrow money to give. You know, we should be giving out of our capital, as in, you know, you've got money built up, resources, and you shouldn't give out of your income as well. So giving out of income and assets. But I don't think we should be borrowing money to give. I don't think it's wise to put your giving on credit card, for example, because that's just going to potentially put you into a situation of poor financial health down the track. Giving should be done prayerfully. We want to be spirit-led in what we're doing in our lives in general. But we want to be spirit-led with our giving. You know, we should literally be praying to God and asking for his wisdom, asking for whom we should be giving to, asking him to help us to be more generous. Try, I think, and also avoid the impulsive giving. As I say, you know, often we get invited to things like fundraisers and so forth, and, you know, they've put together a fantastic presentation, so we feel very emotive towards giving. There's a place for that kind of thing. You know, obviously we want to sow into ministries that we're keen to support. The key thing here is it needs to be done prayerfully. But one of the big safeguards, I think, with all of this is just maintaining contact with either the individuals that you're giving to or the organisations you're supporting. Over the years, and part of the because of the ministry I'm involved in, I've got to know the leaders of the ministries that I support. So I often know some of the key staff. And what's good about that is I know their heart. You know, because you've got to know them, you get to know their heart, what they're passionate about. You get to see what their ministry is doing. And when you do that, you then get a real sense of being part of what God is doing. And that's really important. You want to be part of what God is doing in the world. And he'll put it on your heart to support particular ministries. But really get to know them. Know the people there. Know their heart. Know the great work they're doing. Know the impact that it's having. Because that will lead you to being more generous anyway. And realizing that behind your giving, there's real people there that are getting really, really impacted by what you're doing. So maintain contact with them and get to know them. Yeah, there's some really useful safeguards, if you like, to do it. And I think it'll lead to more generosity, as well as not making mistakes and sowing into things that really shouldn't be. Because if an organisation is a poor steward of the resources, you know, ultimately we're accountable to as well. It's the money that God has put in our hands, and so we need to be good stewards of it.
Hey, Alex, I always enjoy talking to you because I get to kind of throw out something we do in the Heinsohn household and you get to tell me whether it's good or not. But when it comes to giving and generosity, one of the things that we do is we always leave some margin. And I know that's one thing that you and I talk about from time to time in terms of having margin. So, you know, say that we've got a certain amount that we put aside each and every month for giving, which is what we do. We always make sure there's a little bit extra. So when something unexpected pops up, and I'd say it's like bushfire relief or floods or whatever it might be, there's always a little bit extra, a bit of margin there so that we're able to give. Is that kind of something that people should maybe consider?
Absolutely. Well, funny enough, I do exactly the same thing. So my wife and I, we try and boost our giving every year, but we also always allow for what I would call those unexpected things, you know. So yeah, having that margin, I think, is just being wise and good stewardship. And it's just allowing a bit more freedom as well with your finances, so you can sow into things as needs arise. Because the reality is, you know, someone could knock on your door tomorrow who's a friend or a neighbour or something who has a need that you need to step in and meet. And the Bible calls us that we should be always ready to meet the needs of those around us.
Well, I feel like I've just got a big tick on my exam from the teacher. Thanks, Alex. Hey, thanks once again for all your wisdom on this series on generosity. I have loved it and looking forward to starting a brand new series next week on estate planning. So we'll catch up with you then.
Excellent. Thanks, Wayne.